Hello everyone, I'm Said from Mapillary. In this talk, I'm going to talk about alternative approach to mobile mapping, which is the map in 360. This brings opportunity to use 360 images, which can be accessible on ID Editor or MapReducer plugin for OpenStreetMap community. Before moving to topic, I'd like to simply explain what's Mapillary platform. Mapillary is a street-level imagery platform that scales and automates mapping. Mapillary extracted data still needs human intervention for the verification and validation before adding to OpenStreetMap. Mapillary is a scalable way to create map data faster, cheaper than legacy methods, and make this data available for everyone. Key enabling technologies are computer vision and AI. What I mean with the legacy solution is the data collection with mapping ones and manual map data collection. These methods are not scalable and not efficient for map data collection. Mapillary makes data collection globally scalable and automated. Users can capture images with any camera, and map data is generated fully automated pipeline by Mapillary. This map data is available instantly in all integration. Mapillary derives map data from geotagged street-level imagery and automatically positions features like street sign, fire hydrants, street signs, and many others on the map. Images uploaded to Mapillary are initially tagged with the GPS position and timestamp obtained from the sensor of the capturing device. After upload, our system generates reconstruction of the scene in 3D using multiple overlapping images in the same location. Open source structure from motion library is used to build these 3D models from the overlapping images. Next, our computer vision technology identifies object in the imagery using object detection algorithm, combining detection of the objects in several images, and the 3D model allows us to calculate the position of the detected object in the real world. Mobile mapping is the process of collecting geospatial data from mobile vehicle using various sensors such as 360 camera, laser scanner, GPS IMU positioning system, and some other sensors. This is one of the most time and cost-effective methods to collect geospatial data, but it's required expensive equipment, and managing and processing its data is quite difficult. And also, sometimes you need manual annotation for the street level imagery in order to extract map data from the street level imagery. The most important advantage of mobile mapping, you can generate map data with higher accuracy and attach a wide range of sensors like LiDAR, radar to mapping one. The mapping 360 literally is generating map data from 360 imagery and enriching OpenStreetMap. And equipments are low cost, and it's very easy to upload 360 imagery, and it requires very short processing time. And you can keep your data update periodically, and Mapillary extract map data for you. Flat frame image can limit the map editing workflow. 360 images bring panoramic viewing to OpenStreetMap editors for more comprehensive understanding of the space and place. It's no surprise, 360 images and high precision positioning capture images truly increase map data accuracy and 3D reconstruction abilities. Instead of capturing a frame of street level imagery in different direction, 360 camera can capture entire scene simultaneously. It saves time and energy for data collection. Mapillary recommends these following cameras, which price range starts from $200 to $5,000. On the first one, you have LG 360 cam, which is around $200. And the GoPro Fusion, one of the most used one from our community, and the GoPro Max And also you can see InstaPro 360. 360 street level imagery provides more comprehensive understanding of the map space and more accurate machine generated map data for OpenStreetMap community. We're also testing Mosaic 360 camera, which is dedicated to street view capture with real-time kinematic GPS. We have already some images from Prague, and I would like to invite you to take a look at 360 coverage in Prague. There are also some great multicam setups on Mapillary with setting regular cameras in four different directions. And Mapillary app, web app, gives you smooth transition when you are panning to another direction. As you can see on the left GIF, you can pan different direction and then it gives you very smooth transition. In this setup, four Sony HDR action cameras are used, but this can be replicated with any other action camera. So let's talk about uploading workflow for 360 images. Uploading 360 images can be sometimes challenging based on which camera you are using. After capturing 360 images, these images need to be stitched before uploading. Garmin Verb and GoPro Max do stitching on device, so no need to stitching before uploading. However, GoPro Fusion and some other 360 cameras might not have this capability stitching on device, so these images need to be stitched before uploading. Once you completed stitching process, you can easily upload those images using web uploader, Mapillary tools, or Mapillary desktop uploader. And with the Mapillary desktop uploader, you can basically just drag and drop all the files on the desktop uploader, and desktop uploader gonna do the job. This is Mapillary web app interface where you can filter 360 imagery. As you can see, there no wide coverage of 360 imagery. So if you have any 360 equipment, you can easily use Mapillary 360 uploading workflow and bring your images to Mapillary. Here we have ID editor interface. I would like to show you where you can enable Mapillary imagery overlay. Here, as you can see, you can enable Mapillary overlay, and then you can also filter flat photos and panoramic photos on ID editor. We have also Mapillary JOSAM plugin. You can use street level imagery and Mapillary extracted map data on JOSAM. In the latest version of Mapillary plugin, you can filter username and organization. Also, you can see you can filter start and ending date of the imagery, and then also how fresh you want to use this street level imagery. As you can see, this filter on the right side of the screen. And in the upcoming version of Mapillary JOSAM plugin, we are going to support 360 viewer as well. So these are available data on Mapillary, and you can see all the available data on OpenStreetMap upon request. And then traffic signs are already available globally. So if you would like to map any of those features, you are welcome to send requests on ID editor by filling up the form. And we are happy to enable those map features for your local map. Also, I would like to share some of the accuracy comparison from different devices. We have done some field testing to investigate the impact of capture equipment on generating map data. We capture images in the same area with various cameras. Here you can see the list. And we compare positional accuracies. And positional accuracies are determined by comparing map-generated map data and ground truth. As you can see in the list, in the table, map data can be generated with 1.2 meter positional error, which is satisfactory for enriching OpenStreetMap. And all this data needs human intervention before adding to OpenStreetMap. So extracting map data helps editors to save time and energy during the map editing workflow. Now let's talk about some of the community use cases, how community use 360 images for mapping efforts. There are diversified examples of mapping 360 to enrich OpenStreetMap in the community. We are going to highlight different use cases shortly at the following. One of the most common use cases, mapping cycling infrastructure. The first example is capturing 360 images to map cycling infrastructure in France to improve cycling routability in France by GeoVelo. Definitely recommend you to check out geovelo.fr, the website, for the inspiration. And GeoVelo is one of the contributor to Mapillary, and then he has extensive 360 imagery coverage in France. And there is another example. One of the community member capture with the GoPro Vision in rural area for mapping utility poles to understand where power lines are built, also to find the shortest way to build fiber optic infrastructure. And here you can see walkthrough of how you can use Mapillary map extracted feature and 360 imagery for mapping utility poles. Mapillary map features helps you to show where the possible map feature is located. And then here you can use 360 imagery for validating if this object is exactly there. And then after, you can easily map this utility pole. Here you can see how 360 and Mapillary generated map data can help map editing workflow and save time and energy. And another great use case of 360 street level imagery POI viewer. This tool is developed by Tankuru, one of the Mapillary contributor from Japan. This tool gives you better understanding of POIs on OpenStreetMap. Currently, it doesn't support editing and contributing OpenStreetMap, but there is a tool, Derviste, for editing OpenStreetMap by using street level imagery. There are also some other cool imagery use cases from Mapillary community. And I would like to invite you to take a look at our blog where you can see more cases where our community used 360 images. So thank you for listening. In this talk, we review the workflow of data collection with 360 cameras and how to upload 360 street level imagery to Mapillary, and compare the impact of different camera models in terms of map data extraction. And also, I share some of the good example of using 360 images. I hope this presentation may inspire some of the OpenStreetMap communities to coordinate their own street level data collection and then improving their local maps. Thank you. Thank you.
Cool, and you're live.
Okay. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this presentation from Said. So I will be reading some of the questions I have in the pad. So the first question I have is, what are you most excited about now that Mapillary is part of Facebook? We don't hear you, Said. Said, I think you're in mute.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for watching my presentation. When it comes to question, so I'm really excited that Mapley joined Facebook, and most importantly, Facebook built great tools for a mapping community like Rapid Editor, and also developing machine-generated web data by validating this data by thanks to community. So I think developing better tools for the community with using AI and machine-generated tools will scale up mapping effort globally in the world. I think Mapley will be also great tools to validating machine-generated data. So that's really excites me.
Thank you, Said. So I have, let's see, I think it's more like a comment. This it says, one should mention a problem with armchair mappers use photos without having own knowledge of the place. You can demotivate local mappers and write them away from OSM if the armchair mappers use outdated photos. Why you didn't mention this in your talk?
Yeah, that's a great input. So definitely, like, we rely on local mappers' contribution, but still, state-level imagery can be great tool. And also, we are informing users that so these are the street-level imagery which are captured during the specific date. So if you have better information about this place locally, so please just ignore and map according to your local knowledge. But it's always better than having data than having nothing on the map.
Okay, I have. Thank you, Said. Hi, guys. If you think you need more clarification in any of the questions, please feel free to add in the pad. I will be reading the pad over this Q&A session. So another question I see here is, are there any downsides to be part of Facebook?
It's actually too early to comment for this question. It's very early. We just joined the Facebook. So there is one concern we hear from the community regarding privacy. So we will do our best to improving and respecting privacy and complying all the GDPR rules and that kind of stuff. So, but it's too early to talk about this at the moment.
Okay, thanks, Said. So I have another question. It says, is it possible to increase the position of the photos using the elements present in the photos?
This is not very clear. What do you, I don't know if this person can a little bit clarify the question.
Yeah, and also they don't have the name of the people writing in the pad. So could the person of this question could elaborate a bit more so we can have an answer from Said, please? That would be great.
Yeah, also I'm more happy to have a question on my, you know, presentation rather than on the current news. So this will be more productive discussion.
Okay, there is one person writing a question. 1 second, because this person haven't finished yet. One moment, please.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the question is, can we remove our photos now so Facebook can have them?
Yes, sure. The community users can request deletion by contacting the support at mapley.com. And then within a following week, so we will remove all these images and all the metadata which are stored on Mapley Cloud. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Said. And I see another question.
Welcome.
Are there any plans to include point clouds, for example, LiDAR data?
Actually, like, we have open source library, open structure from motion, where community members can generate their point clouds from the imagery which are exist on Mapley. But at the moment, as far as I know, there are no plans for having a LiDAR support in our platform. but we are happy to hear more feedback regarding supporting LiDAR. So if there will be any need from OpenStreetMap community by using LiDAR data, so really appreciated to hear this feedback and then bring this discussion with the team and the production team, product team.
Hey, thank you, Said. So there's still a couple people writing questions. So let's see. One moment, please.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I think the person who asked before about the position of the photos right now is clarifying. Okay, perfect. So I will read again the question so we have the full context. It says, I have you here, but here I have my other computer reading the question.
Yeah, so don't worry, that's all.
So it's not that I'm chatting or doing something else. Okay, I'm reading here the pad. Okay, it says, is it possible to increase the position of the photos using the elements present in the photos? The clarification is in the sense of creating a photogrammetric approach with the 360 images to create a point cloud? That's the complete question.
Yes, this is some of the product which we were working on, but at the moment, like, there are no option where you can measure or having a height of the element in the photo. So, but feel free to develop your own point cloud using Open Structure from Motion. And then I know, like, there couple of developers from community, they are visualizing 360 imagery and OpenStreetMap data, and then where there are also some options, some a prediction about the height. But at the moment, like Mapillary doesn't have any product where you can measure height of the element, if I get this question clearly. But one thing which I would like to clarify, so we are already using this photogrammetric approach while we are generating map feature data, like if they're overlapping images. By using this overlapping images, we generate a 3D reconstruction of the area and then where we extract map data. So I hope this helps for this question.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Said. So I have more questions now. Also, I have two comments related to the question before regarding if people can remove the photos from another Facebook so they can have them. So there are a couple comments. The first comment says Facebook could use them before they acquire Mapillary because you granted an open license. And the second comment is this will be a silly thing to do as you granted an open license. That's all. No question, just comments. I mean that.
So I just want to highlight our commitment to OpenStreetMap. So our commitment as a mapper will be still remaining the same, and the data will be available publicly. So no one needs to worry about if this data will be gone somewhere. So this data will be still open and accessible by anyone publicly with the open license.
Okay, thanks, Said. Okay, another question will be, is there any plan to snap photos to highways semi-automatically?
I don't know, like, as far as I know, I mean, we had an approach to fleet in back, so I don't know, like, what will be the future approach to snap photos to highways automatically. But this is definitely like, I mean, would be great, like instantly imagery will come into Mapillary platform and then Mapillary could manage to extract map data more frequently, then the data which is generated will be much more fresh. So this is very well deserved, but we don't have any plan at the moment, like to snap photos to highways automatically at the moment.
Okay, so I was
in my knowledge, so.
Okay, all right. Okay, we still have some minutes, so I will take probably two more questions, and then if we don't answer everything here, maybe they can contact you directly because we have a next talk in a bit more than 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah, sure. So my email was in the presentation, but I can still share my email here. So site@mapply.com. Feel free to reach me out. Also, you can reach me out on Twitter, handle asturksever. So feel free to reach me anytime so I can do my best to help you.
Thank you, Said. Let's go for two more questions and then we close this part. Are the computer vision models you use open source? This person said we'll love to try them out.
Actually, I'm not very closely working with the computer vision team, but definitely like the extracted data is completely available. So this person can reach out the computer vision team for accessing the according to his needs or her needs. So we have a computer vision team, and I can also share their contacts with you for further discussion. But we are supporting any kind of research in my knowledge, so they will be happy to help them out to if there will be any development plans.
Okay, yeah. Perfect, Said. Thank you. The last question: what are the most comfortable, effective 360 camera setups for hiking, capturing imagery on trails or paths, if there are any?
Yeah, I could definitely suggest Garmin Verb 360 or GoPro Max or GoPro Fusion. So they are quite light cameras and with the decent power adapter, portable power, so they can go very long capture time. So they can be very comfortable for using during the hiking. So while you're hiking, probably you want them to be light and you can just attach them to your back. So these cameras can be considered for hiking as well, like Garmin Verb and GoPro Max or GoPro Fusion.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. And one more last, so it's a quick question. Somebody's asking, how do we invite Mapillary mappers to a country? This guy is from Panama, where the covering is really poor.
We have committee members from 190 countries, so we are inviting everyone who are based in Panama to contribute Mapillary. So we are not really visiting any country for completing the coverage. We are more encouraging people and building tools for community in a scalable way to capture data and then upload those data without having any problem, and then the coverage gonna expand thanks to community. So I'm inviting this person to start capturing and then upload some imagery, so this will be a great start.
Perfect. Okay, so that's what we have. Actually, we covered all the questions. I'm glad we just made it perfectly in time for the next presentation. Thanks, Said, a lot for your input, for your talk, for your presentation.